Brenda.
Monica.
Hey, Monica.
How you doing, Miss Brandy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Is that leg out of the cast yet, or the boot?
Yeah, it's out of the boot, and I'm in my second week of physical therapy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going well.
Good.
Hello.
How are you, Brandy?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear it. There's some other people
Thank
on
you.
As well, I believe.
Yeah.
Who else is on?
Malca.
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening.
I'm here.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. We're going to start with section 28 of the Parsha of Noah from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting with Pasuk 2:11, and I'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte, Bid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu. Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bovathe, Biyichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Vayimach et kol hayikum asher al pnei ha'adama. Rabbi Abba amar le'achlela kol yinun. Shalti tin shipte shaltin. Mimanan al ara vidahu haikum asher al pnei ha'adama deka David kutsha barichu dina bivnei alma avar le'inun shalitin hamanan alayhu Bekad meta u atar le'inun diyat ve tachot gad paihu diktiv yifkod Hashem al tziva hamarom v'amarom u vatar al malke ha'adama al ha'adama. And he destroyed every living substance which was upon the face of the ground. Rabbi Abba said that the verse indicates that the ministers who rule and govern upon the earth, namely the angels who govern the peoples of the world, were also destroyed. This is the meaning of every living substance which was upon the face of the ground. For when the Holy One, blessed be He, executes His judgment, and punishes the people of the earth, he starts with the supernal ministers who rule them, and after they are destroyed, continues with the people who abided beneath the shelter of their wings. As it is written, Hashem will punish the host of the heavens on high, and then the kings of the earth upon the earth. Questions, comments, thoughts?
This is a lot of information. Okay.
There is a lot of information. But start with the question about these angels.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Is he making the ministering angels then responsible for people under their that they're governing?
Yes.
Well, how can they be responsible if he gives us free will? Because
Ruby,
they're not all.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
They won't. Okay. It seems like they wouldn't know exactly what the people or anything that was under their, they were governing, were going to do.
We deal with this idea that there's a problem with the idea that Hashem knows everything that's going to happen in someone's life. And yet that person still has free will. How can a person have free will if everything is already known what's going to happen? And we deal with that in Kabbalah with the multiplex cinema metaphor. So the angels, the administering angels, are given energy to disperse to the people who shelter under their wings. And that, but the angel doesn't have free will. Actually, he does have the say, he has free will, but he doesn't have the ability to change how much energy he receives. He has free will to, as to who to disperse that energy to. Except when Jews are in exile, the children of Israel are in exile, that angel receives enough energy, and he is required to give the children of Israel a majority amount of the energy that he receives, even though he has many more people under his wings. For the nation that he is connected to, he's also given additional energy in order to share that with the children of Israel. But that's not really the question that's being said here or being asked here. The ministers who rule and govern upon the earth, namely the angels who govern the peoples of the world, they were also destroyed. Can an angel be killed? Can an angel be destroyed? What does that mean?
Means all the energies left his spiritual body or spiritual being.
Correct. And the metaphor that is used is that he has to go into the river of fire, the river Dinur. So the angel goes through the river of fire. He is totally cleansed of all aspects of physicality. And he's being reborn as a totally new person. Except, does he have the same memories that he had before he went into the fire? Or not?
No. I say no.
We don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
He doesn't have those memories. So he's programmed to do certain things in support of the people of his nation. Why does he need to say the face of the ground?
Because
every living substance is upon the face of the ground. What is the face of the ground? The surface? Why not say the surface of the ground? Why does he need to say the face of the ground?
Because there's different layers of the earth. There's different dimensions.
There's different levels of the earth. Mm-hmm. We speak about the seven inner earths. And it's the same angel who's responsible for each of them.
For each of the levels, the same angel?
Yeah, the same way that our soul is responsible for the three levels.
Okay.
Of the Neshama, the Ruach, and the Neshama. I mean, the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. The same idea, I'm sure that's true for the angels as well.
Well, the faith would be the ones that are on, that are, and I say this very lightly, living on the earth, mankind, I guess, that is roaming the earth. I guess maybe that's why they say the faith. I don't know.
Yes, Ruby.
Aren't there different types of angels in the sense that some are created daily and that some are like the holy living creatures that that don't, how should I say that, they live on like forever?
Yes, there are different types of angels, but there's 10 species of angels. One for each of the level of the Sephiroth. And there's 10 levels of demons as well, which are angels from the negative side. And when he destroyed the, brought the flood, he also destroyed the angelic chieftains. He enjoyed those angels that were on the ground that had the responsibility to monitor and to keep moving forward the plan of creation for the human species. But what does that mean? That they need to keep moving forward. They have to find a way to enter someone's dreams and give him an idea to start a new business with a new product that revolutionizes the world, like cell phones as an example.
So are those classified as the watcher angels?
So, I say again?
The watchers?
The watchers are the angels. The watchers and the Tali are the same race of angels. In the Sefer Yetzirah, they're called Tali, the dragons. But the watchers are given the responsibility on the physical earth to keep the plan of creation moving forward to completion. But when they weren't successful in monitoring the people, the consequences were that they got destroyed.
Well, didn't they manipulate or rearrange the letters to have the angels do their will, the humans, changed?
No, Hashem rearranged their letters so that they wouldn't accept the authority of the human beings.
Okay.
If you know the name of an angel, you're able to control that angel. Because
okay.
A human being is higher than the angels. We think you have to be cleansed and elevated spiritually to achieve that. But in reality, the angel is required to follow the orders of human beings.
So I have this question: If an angel is
See how I can answer. If an angel has the energy to do something that Shema Bates tells them to do, and they, let's just take the cow story that we did the other day. They had two angels, and the angel was supposed to take the husband. But instead, an angel took the cow instead of the husband. So did that go against Hashem's will, or is that, do they have the choice, like you said, to place their energy wherever they choose to place their energy? Make decisions.
People think that the angels do not have free choice. So they, with that understanding, then they didn't have free choice. So there is no mistakes. But then how do we have the stories of the fallen angels? How do we understand the fallen angels? And that becomes one where they do have free choice. And what is the issue? The angels right now are closer to Hashem than we are. Ultimately, after correction, we will be closer to Hashem than they are. The closer you are to Hashem, the more light is revealed, the more you can see the truth. And so you don't have free choice if you're very close to Hashem, because the light allows you to see the full picture. It's only when you're far from Hashem that you have free will.
Okay, that makes sense.
Let's go on to the next verse, because we'll finish the section with this.
Okay.
Maybe we will. There it is. V'heich meit Avram kameya ela a'avar lon benura didalik ha'hidikiv ki Hashem melokecha Eish ochla hu el kana Esha diakil esha Ahu yakum dialaihu Bi esha Bi nun Diat ve tchotehu Bi maya ugine Kach v'yamach et kol hakom asher al p'nei ha'adama uvatar b'mei adam v'yad mechatema ad l'rimash rimach v'yad of hashamayim v'yimahu min ha'aretz Kol ilein diltata v'yishayer aich noach ach limute v'la ishtaharu v'alma bar noach udami meya v'tavai Betevuta Rabbi Yosei Omer Hagir Hawa Yach Akish Leya Arya Behauk Boha. How were these ministers removed? A difficulty was raised concerning this point, because death has no control over them. How shall he remove them? And he replies, He drove them through burning fire, as it is written. For Hashem your Elohim is a devouring fire, a zealous El. Thus the living substance of above, which includes the supernal ministers, was driven through the fire, while those who were governed by them and resided below them, namely people, were erased by water. This is why the verse begins, and he destroyed every living substance, and then continues, man, cattle, and creeping thing, and the birds of the heavens, they were destroyed from the earth. In only Noah was left, the world only signifies that nothing and nobody remained in the world except Noah and whoever was with him in the ark. Rabbi Yossi said that the word only indicates that not even Noah's body was spared, for he was smitten by a lion and became lame, as was previously explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I thought that there was water, but it was that also came from the earth, and then the fish it called sevens. Took on a body, a vessel of a body.
Well, to be on the earth, you have to have an earthly body.
Right. Okay. So they were destroyed like the...
Say again?
So they were destroyed just like the rest of the generation.
Correct.
The angels. Okay.
They were destroyed in a different manner, that of fire.
Okay.
Which, as they went through the river of fire, they became renewed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They do say there's angels walking among us, right?
And they say it from verses like this and explanations like this.
So in about Noah, he was bitten by a lion in the ark, and he was lame for a while. So I'm not quite sure what that verse is trying to say.
Where are you looking?
I think you said that night that Noah's body was, how the verse read, but it had.
Not even Noah's body was spared. In the ark.
That his body.
There's chaos
ark.
Even in the ark.
Right. And because Noah did not feed the animals on time, by the lines on time is why he was lame by the line, correct? He was late in feeding.
It's like what?
Hmm? Could you explain that verse to me?
Which verse were you asking about? I'm sorry.
About Noah and being lain by the lion in the ark. Not even Noah's body was saved.
Well, the Midrash says these animals had to be fed.
Right.
Day and night. Some animals eat at night, some animals eat during the day. So on the lower level, the third level, the lowest level, the ark had all the animals. And Noah and his sons and the wives had to feed these animals every day. And while he was doing that, he got mauled by a lion.
Okay.
So is everything clear as mud now?
Yep, pretty much. Mud. It looks just like mud.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, so.
Okay.
You all have a good evening, and if there's any questions, feel free to ask them on Wednesday night, some questions and answers.
Okay.
And I remind you, it's 7 o'clock, West Coast time tonight, West 7 o'clock. We will continue our class on the structure of the holidays that we started yesterday. And that... So you all have a beautiful day. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hannah. Shalom.
Reminding you that there's a long study with Moshe Rabbeinu Wednesday night as well.
Okay, I'll remind you. Shalom.
Shalom.